שלום לכם ותודה.
Hello and thank you for joining us on our series New Life, a series with Rav Michael Lightman. Hello everyone, hello Nitzan Mezuz. And here we're learning from Rav Lightman, Integral Communications. That's our subject in the New Life series. What is the meaning of Integral Communications? We're verifying all the connections between us at all levels, from the most intimate to the most global, to get to a new level that we are aspiring to a new life, that to a connection that will give everyone life, that will make everyone happier instead of depressing us. And that's what we're trying to learn here. And you're welcome to join us. And we hope we'll be able to help you take your life forward. Our subject today in this series of Integral Communications is communications and the development of the human language. Nitza, when we talk about communications, the subject of language, verbal language, first of all, it's a very fascinating subject. If we look at nature, we see that nature is there throughout history. It communicates in the same method, the same form. There's no special development, voices. It's all been very organized from the beginning till now. But when we look at the human race, we see that there's very big development there in the communications. And one of the aspects of it is language. Today we want to understand, why did it develop language? How throughout learning about it we can understand about our evolutionary development of the human race? When we look at a person, we see that he started his way. The first language was very animal-like. He acted like an animal, and slowly he began to develop speech. It's very interesting. We'd like to hear about it, of course. All of nature is a desire to receive, to enjoy, to fill oneself, a desire to fill what we feel is missing and our needs. And that's why we connect through magnetic fields, electromagnetic forces of gravity, God knows what else, that we don't understand. But in the still life, this is how it works. The pulling, attraction, rejection, electricity. And that is how the whole universe is actually in touch. If there was no connection, everything would just fly around without any form. Wherever we are in the universe, we see all kinds of bodies, blocks, that are, we can calculate their movement, how their movement impacts others. Let's say we discovered how many planets, not because we saw them, because we saw the other planets that we discovered previously, they were revolving in a way that we couldn't understand. And then we understood that they're actually communicating with other bodies. And then according to that, we calculated those planets. And then suddenly, we discovered them. So in other words, everything is in communications, general, without any exceptions whatsoever at the still level. At the flora level, it's clear to us that communication is much stronger. It goes through the still level always. Everything comes from the still level. Let's say the roots of all the plants in the world are connected to one another. So to the extent that we understand or not, we're only discovering this. And it's a wonder. We go into a forest. There's beneath the ground roots that are going dozens of meters, and they connect more and more over and over. And that's the connection from the still level and through air. which is also still. We see that the flora is using everything around it to connect with one another. And also the flora connects through the animal level. Bees come, they take something from there, take it to there, and that's how we have multiplication of plants. They also give out smells, and they invite animals to come help them to multiply. To make a long story short, there's communication, complete communication. Since this still doesn't develop practically, from billions of years, there can be some little change. The flora develops slowly. Hundreds of thousands of years or tens of millions of years until there's changes from those periods, from those old periods till today. There's changes according to how they developed and how they communicate, because communication is part of life. It's not like it's an addition. Without it, there is no life. So you can't disconnect one from the other. And this is how it comes from nature. To the extent that the flora develops, then their communication also apparently develops through physical touch and all kinds of things. We see they need air to throw their seeds out and something else out into the air, and that's how they spread, etc. And who knows what else they're transferring from one to the other. We're only trying to discover now the beginning. Science is beginning to discover this. When we talk about the animal kingdom, here we can just watch and wonder about the connection there. The connection between the same type of animals, the language, a very rich language. We don't really know it. It's by giving out smells, movements, the language itself, and signs that they give each other, and many more things. And it's, of course, enough for them to manage their lives, and they're not missing anything. They're not missing like a sixth finger or anything. No one is missing anything to be connected and to get what he needs and not disturb the other. Each one in their own niche. There's a connection between all the levels, still flora, animal. They're in it, that is their life. And in accordance with the changes at those three levels, of course, they, from the side of nature, they also get the language, and it all comes to them instinctively from that inner urge that gives them development. It also gives them, inside the development, it also gives them the connection. It's completed. A person, there's the problem. Really, it doesn't belong to nature. Advances against nature, as if he is not in the correct communication with anyone, to the extent that he goes out of the animal and becomes a person. He becomes damaging, not willing to be in a communicating system, mutual integral system, with the other three levels, still flora. They can break the rules any way they want, and usually they want to always do bad, to take advantage of everyone, not to leave anything for anyone, and only according to his own personal desire that's working on him, and usually toward destruction. Therefore, a man's connection with the other three levels, the animals, flora, the still level, he develops, he has desire to control. He comes out of nature, distances, he understands less what's happening. If once we were instinctively understand and feel, today we can also see people that live in a forest somewhere that are close to nature. For them, a jungle is a language. It's not a picture, it's not a place to live. It's a place of information. What is this world? How is it connected to me? According to these screams of the animals, I understand the animals, how the divinity in nature is speaking to me. This is what a person feels that lives in jungles. But when you go out to a more modern person, somebody who lives in a village, he's already distancing himself from nature. He's not dependent on it. He has sheep and a bit of land next to him and a connection with other people. He's not really dependent on nature. He organizes for himself this fake artificial communication with people who are similar to him, and also an artificial life with people who are similar to him. And this life of give and take, and sometimes just take as much as you can without giving. And his language becomes the language of taking, to profit, to take advantage. And in accordance with that, it's not an integral mutual language that anyone has who is in nature, that in every place that he exists, still flora, they complete the picture that is in nature. As much as he eats, it's what he needs. It's not that he's cleaning out everything from someone who's weak. To make a long story short, everyone completes themselves. Everyone has their ecological niche, and together they form the single integral network. A person, to the extent that he distances himself from nature, he gets a program. He gets a program for communicating correctly. And then he doesn't have a program like that, and then he has a problem. Because he goes according to his nature. His nature is only to take advantage of what he sees. At the still flora and animal level, and of course at the human level. Because the people who are similar to him can be more useful for him. Therefore, we see that even though language develops according to how a person grows, and he builds for himself a house and starts to work the land and take advantage of the animals, in accordance with that, his language is egoistic. It's not a language of the complete connection with nature, like there's a wide pipe without any limitation, mutual of a still flora and animal kingdom between them. With him, it's all focused for his own sake. I see what's good for me and what can damage me, what can harm me, and all the rest I don't see. This vision developed according to the bad development of man's nature. And This is why we see that people who succeed in this world, they know what they want. They want to receive and take advantage of others, and they know how to do it. And therefore, in this direction, let's say, this is how all the language and communication between us became corrupt. Because it reflects the inner desire of each person to get along in this world in an egoistic manner as much as possible, so that everyone will serve me and I have to just enjoy everyone. It's not good or bad, because it also comes from nature, this development. But our use of it is still bad for nature, of course, for the levels, and bad for us, until we begin in our time to discover that we've reached some lack of communication. And actually, this corrupt communication between us is bringing us the feeling of the crisis, the integral crisis, this connection between us. And it is what is explaining to us, where the main problem is in the lack of communication between us, that somehow in previous generations we got along and we understood and we would take advantage of each other to the extent that we would agree in all our agreements in our language, either the language of laws that we determine in society, what's allowed, what's not allowed. So this entire language, how much you're allowed, how much I'm allowed, so we won't kill one another, and to what extent we connect and to what extent we distance. We always determine between us the extent of connection, what the neighbor is allowed, what I'm allowed, etc. There's many things we can add. What the Torah determines. It determines lots of laws for still, flora, animal, human level. What do I have to pay? What do I have to complete? How I have to relate to others? The Torah, the Bible, provides us with another language of communication according to laws. The laws between my connection with the people around me, that's a language. It's the language of communication. There's nothing else in the world apart from that at all. But here we have to say that all the religions and faiths, they also came to complete the lack of communication that a person felt in his life against all the other elements he has in life. I need God. Why? Because I feel I'm dependent on something. So I need to connect to Him. So I make up a language, how to turn to Him, and I hope that in this manner He turns to me in a certain way. If I don't feel it, then I need someone that will explain this to me. Then I need priests that will explain to me how I need to do, how I need to treat the upper force so that He will treat me well. Who are they? Experts of communication. What do I need all this stuff for? I'm talking about all religions and faiths. What do I need teachers for in school? They explain to me a language. The language, my communication language to humanity, to nature, to everything. Everything we learn, it's only communication, nothing else. And it's all only to complete our advancement, our development at the end of the day. If we wouldn't get off the trees, if we hadn't come down from the trees, we wouldn't need any additional communication like what we had when we were monkeys. It all develops only towards communication and only to complete the connection between us to all parts of nature. So the development of language started especially 5,000 years ago, approximately. There was a very simple language based on need. Language develops based on need, that people need to communicate between each other. Until to the extent that there were things happening in their world, they had to feel them, explain them, find solutions. Of course, in accordance with that, the dictionary was very limited, the language. Not everyone had to write and read. That started to the extent that a person began to rise in his perception of reality above time, that he began to discern that not now and here he has to be in touch with others, that the monkeys don't tell each other what's going to happen tomorrow, maybe slightly what happened to me yesterday and the day before. And a person that is already in the development of thinking about tomorrow and the day after, that's building a house, he's already thinking about the future. That he's going to go work the land. Then in accordance with that, he has to develop all kinds of forms of communication that are dependent on time. And then the language of signs developed, that you could leave it beyond time. From place to place it could be conveyed, and from today to tomorrow. And that is how language developed. The language itself, it's from Babylon. That's where the languages started to really multiply and solidify themselves. That's where we have Aramaic from and Hebrew. We need to understand that another language and another language comes from that same group, from the nature of that group. That needed a connection between its members. It was a group, they were all together in Africa and went traveling together, but until they lived in one location under the same conditions, in the same manner, then language was very simple. We didn't have to develop anything more than what our life demanded at the end of the day. That they began between them relations, that they dispersed them, they distanced them, that their egoistic desire was to differentiate between one person and another. They began to feel that they need a special language. If I'm further away than him, then I need to connect with him. How do I connect with him? In all kinds of forms, with a contract, by selling, buying, through some conditions, by writing from today to tomorrow, or writing to someone who will pay something, etc. To the extent that a person distances himself from others, He has to complete the connection between them. And that's how the language developed. Also talking, writing, and in accordance with that, we had to not only hear, but also read and write. And then it was like sort of a profession. Like there's a person that makes sandals, there's a person who reads the note that I received from someone, and he, like a mother reading to his child something, he reads to him because he doesn't know how to read, so she reads it. There were professions like that until we began to feel from this mutual distancing between everyone, we felt a need that we needed ourselves, not that there's someone special that writes, and not just politicians and people who work in commerce, but really everyone more and more felt the need to have these signs, to know them, to read them, or slightly to grasp them. The completion of language between people is a natural inclination that we are all actually one on the one hand to be as one, that I will understand and feel everyone, to take advantage of them, to feel that surely 100% I need to know all of them, to be close to everyone. According to my nature, I want to be as isolated as possible from everyone. And then it turns out that these two extremes require a need for communication. On the one hand, it distances me from other people. To the extent that I develop communication, I don't need you. If I put a camera in your room and a screen, it's enough for me to see you from far. Communication also distances us, media, and also brings us closer together. So we begin to see in communication a special profession, a special subject, special artistry, craftsmanship that only exists in a person's life. It's the only thing that exists. Like it says, go make money from one another, go profit. Through the fact that we need one another, we develop. And all our development is in communication. That I learn in physics and chemistry and biology, all kinds of wisdoms. What am I learning? I'm learning nature, how I can be. I'm learning from the side of a man, a human. Now, what's going on over there? It's actually the person learning from his perspective. I'm learning communication between all the different parts. I learn religion or philosophy. I'm learning communication between a person and the world, to forces. Everything that exists in us, apart from the human level, is the development of communication to the world, knowingly and non-knowingly. Unknowingly. Our urges to discover the world, it's a lack of communication. Laws that I want to discover now, new laws, I want to know what's happening on Mars. We send like a truck out there that'll wander around and send us information from that planet. What do we have? Communication. I want to be connected. I want to know what it is. That's a lack of communication. It's bringing me this deficiency. In other words, inside of us, truly, in our development from monkey onwards, we have a deficiency for communication that is pushing us, leading us, preparing us for everything. And here, on each form, shape, and form that we developed throughout the years, we can see how music developed, song, literature, ballet. But we see that dancing is a language that exists from those days all the way back. But I don't understand why Indians do all these signs, movements. But when I learn what they're trying to convey, I see a wondrous language. And it's even better than talking. It has a message in it. The quantity of bits that they are conveying is much richer than some novel you'd read or theater. You see those puppet theater, why? Or the theaters with the masks. We see that a person from nature, from his deficiency to express himself, he found, he didn't have to look, it was inside this completion in communication. He made up all kinds of things, and then he's always actually running after the deficiency of communication, a deficiency of understanding what this language is. What does it mean? What nature wants to tell me now by saying there's hurricanes, tsunamis, everything. I'm searching, but I don't know where the ecology and something's going mad there. I want to know. I want to understand the connection. Maybe an explosion on the sun is making it happen. Maybe it's just periods that come and go and come back again. This is a language. It's connecting. What does it mean that I connect with someone like a modem that I build inside myself, a copy of someone who's connecting with me? Then I begin to understand him, like with Indian dances. If I don't understand him, I don't have the correct template inside, I don't have this language. So they're jumping and dancing for half an hour in an Indian movie, and what do I get out of it? Nothing. But for them, it's the main thing. Because here, they convey the entire capsule of the two hours of the movie in the dance. And I don't know about it. For me, it's just jumping up and down. Like in my culture, a dance is a dance. Very meaningless and dry in what it, in the information it conveys to me. In other words, you can talk about it a lot to the extent that we understand one another. Where did the languages come from? They started to distance from one another. And each one, according to where he lived, began to express himself in a different manner according to the conditions of life. And then you have from the writing of Africans, all kinds of different signs, until humanity, Latin came along and changed the world and more. But altogether, of course, the world, we must divide the world, not according to periods, but rather only through the eras of communication, the eras of communication between humans. And then we can see in the old days there were camels walking from China to the Middle East with all kinds of merchandise, and then they gave some of the communication to this and this, or through wars, through commerce and war. But it was communication. Alexander said, through my wars, I want to bring culture, our culture, to the whole world. That's what he wrote. I don't want to enslave humanity. And truly, but I have no other choice. I want to provide them with the new method of the approach to life, of communication. I'm adding a few of my own words, but you can see how he wrote it. By the way, he used to take a lot of scientists with him. Also Napoleon. He used to take all kinds of scientists with him, and the guards would protect them, and the rest would go to fight. They understood that there was some type of development here. According to how nature operated on them, I feel an urge that they had throughout the war, not just to win. What did the Germans say? We want to bring the world our development. Because the most developed country at the time in Europe, we want to bring the world our ideology, our communication, the extent of our communication. Just like today, they sell you some Windows 8, 9, 10. That's how they actually method that works on all of humanity and works on men before he goes to a war, is how to connect to everyone from the good manner to the worst possible manner. But this is the urge that humanity is always feeling, and there is no act that awakens in us that at the end of the day I'm in touch with someone, I'm meeting someone, I connect with someone. It's all communication, but it's just a different form. It's not that I'm always talking or writing or on the computer. Communication is that I'm connecting with the environment, and I'm somehow with them in mutuality. In communication, there's many private forms to the elderly. Communications for the next generation, culture, education, tradition, communication for religion, for the unknown. We're building institutes. Not institutes, systems, integral systems that we must use. Communication between a person and his employer. employer-employee relations, very rich communications, all kinds of unions and laws, communication between a couple, of course, that's a law. That's also communication that we say from here to here, this is accepted in society and this is not, and we can't agree because we're human. There's lots of time, places where we can bring them to a place, and then we bring experts, lawyers, judges, etc., that people that aren't capable of being in the communication, the right communication in society, we put them in jail. And in the end of the day, they become connected to us. People who are not capable, in our opinion, to ever be in contact with us, we kill them. Once upon a time, they used to send them to Australia. We pay tickets for the misunderstandings regarding the ticket on the street, etc. It's all communication. How can we understand the crisis that's happening today? It's a crisis of communication between us. Everything exists in the world. The world is beautiful. Actually, nobody wants, except our neighbors. Nobody doesn't want to go truly control the other. We lost our ability to connect with one another, precisely in a world where there's McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Chinese clothes throughout the world, and internet and phones. We've lost the connection between us and don't understand. We're in a situation that is similar to Babylon. There, people were also mean to each other but didn't understand why. We lost touch with our kids. It didn't used to be like that. What parents and kids used to be, we were so close. Today, a mother disconnects from the house in a few dozen years. What connection does she have with her kids? The kids don't feel that the home is the mother. The home is the home, the mother is mother, especially because I have a room with a computer. I need a mother to bring me a few sandwiches, and that's it. And the wisdom of life I'm also not getting from my parents. They don't have time. They have different communications with someone else. At work, friends, culture, education. What comes to a child sees the parent is in touch with the computer, not with me. We lost touch in the family and at work. We have no ideals. Everyone just wants to take advantage of others. It used to be for the sake of the nation, for the sake of royalty, for the king. Communication has become more and more lacking ideology, especially since it all belongs to everyone, apparently. It's as if you have business around the world that apparently doesn't belong to anyone. Who does Coca-Cola belong to? You don't know. There's no such thing that there's really an owner. It's all so foggy that I've lost the connection. I'm a consumer, and that's it. Our problem is that we distanced ourselves from nature, and we completely lost touch with the still nature, flora. We see how it's also being killed off. And here, we feel all these terrible things that are happening. The ecologists are screaming that we're really ruining the whole world around us. That's also from a lack of understanding this world to the extent that we influence it, and it influences us. If I could see, just like I put my hand in fire and it, then accordingly I would be careful. Not just for the sake of maintaining nature and beauty, I would see that it's damaging me directly because the response is coming to me in an alternative route, not directly, that I don't see the connection between what I'm doing. I cut down the forest and built some houses. And I don't know that there's something missing in the air, and the air goes to the earth, and that means hurricanes and tsunamis and flows in the ocean and more. I don't know about this. I don't know. It's a lack of language, a lack of communication with nature. And then I'm very seriously damaged. But it's like I don't hear that nature is talking to me. Nature is telling me that I have to arrange myself to bring myself into balance, and there is no other way. This lack of balance, because you're using things wrongly beyond what you're allowed to at three levels of still flora and the animals, with the right communication, mutual communication. I'm lacking tools for communicating properly with the world, with kids, with parents, employers, all these things. I see that the whole world is suffering from the lines between them not being arranged properly. And then a person doesn't understand what to do, and then it turns out that he's using momentarily, this is good, I'm eating, here I'm stealing, here I'm grabbing, here I'm cutting off ties. From a lack of communication, from the lack of proper communication between us, we're in a state, in a desperate state, and that is actually the foundation of our crisis. Because they say the economic crisis, the economy is a language. How much you give and how much you take, that everyone in accordance with you in one network will give and take. And then, if you want an economy that's advancing always in wars, then you need to build an economy, and you want it to expand, you want to always be in greater understanding, greater agreement with one another. But here we see that precisely our ego is pulling us away from one another, is pushing us to take advantage of one another. And then we don't understand what's happening. How silly. There's people, let's say I own a big factory, a big business, and let's say I produce 1 million shirts every year. And suddenly I see that no one's buying them. Why aren't they buying them? They don't have money. In other words, I myself and many others like me, we took so much for ourselves that people don't have money left to buy from us. We lost the connection with them. We lost the connection. They have no ability to buy, even to the extent I heard that there was a suggestion in the States to hand out $100 to each person so that they'll go by. So in that way they can get the market moving. The lack of connection between one another. I don't understand the system, and even though I understand it, I can't take money out of my pocket. Those millions and billions that I drained from everyone, pumped out of everyone, and divided equally, so then we'll get into a mutual connection. We'll generate, I will get back, I'll produce, they'll buy, etc. And that's how it works. We've reached the crisis in economy, the financial crisis, because our ego's gotten into the story and is not allowing us to be in connection in the correct, proper flow. Lack of understanding, lack of communication in the human society. And this is how each and every person is living. You can talk about the common market, what communication did they want, just how each person can take advantage of others. That Germany and France wanted to take advantage of all of Europe, where they have the big industries. They produced, and they'll sell it to others, and others will buy, and then they will make a fortune. What else do they need the EU for? And what came out of it? It's clear. After 10, 15 years, they drained everything from all the other countries. And the story's over. There's nothing a person does from an inclination for genuine communication between everyone. It has to be like nature. If it wasn't a person who ruined everything, then we would see nature in its perfect form. Therefore, we need to learn what we need to do to come out of our Babylon, our modern Babylon. How? By building the correct communication. How? That's what Abraham did. Everyone has to be mutuality to break all these statues and to reach empathy, mutual empathy. And it means opening yourself to everyone, and everyone opens themselves to others. And you're bringing your communication to a level where you don't even have pipes, but each pipe becomes limitless in its ability to convey to others. Everyone's is one man with one heart. They're in the perfect communication between them, in a state of benevolence. At the end of the day, our development has to bring us to this correction. This is what I want to say as a conclusion, that the entire world is communication between still flora, animal, and human levels. And if there wasn't communication, we wouldn't feel anything in this world. We wouldn't perceive any of reality. And we operate in the world to reach the perfect communication, just like it is at the still, flora, animal, and human level. A person has to reach this perfect communication between all the various parts, and therefore, if he will suit himself to communication that there is in nature at those levels, and we'll learn from there, then we will reach a state where he will understand what he is himself, because the fact that he's not in the correct communication between himself and nature, he still doesn't find his place, his role, his destiny, his correct life, what nature developed him for. So we don't even understand or grasp what all this development, this evolution, the force in nature that developed everything from the Big Bang until our time and onward, what this force is going to do. We're in some kind of bubble, in lack of communication from the whole general side of nature. And today we have to precisely correct the communication between everyone, and through that we will understand and feel what place we're in, that this entire universe is a language, that like a monkey feels in the forest, smells, and everything that's happening. This is how we humans are developed, but we have to open ourselves to this type of communication so that I will see in it what is happening on the planet and also in the universe, that I'll see in it a language that is the language of communication, of nature communicating with me. And I, through this ruined communication between myself and the four levels, I'm disconnecting myself from the dialogue, from that huge nature that is prepared to and capable of telling me a lot about who I am, what all this is for. I'm now searching for this complete communication in which I'll find the answer to my life. Why? What and why? Because surely throughout this development, how nature developed us and our lack of development in the human race, that we allowed ourselves to break our heads over it ourselves, we see there's a methodology. There's this connection, and this lack of connection has to bring us to a solution. We're searching for the correct connection. We're chasing after the question, why is all this happening? What's all this for? The essence of life, the taste of life, the meaning of life. It's all coming from a search for the correct communication, connection to nature. We see how much the regular media, they have philosophy about the essence of life, the significance of life, exactly what you learn in university. Our time is up. Okay, so we'll continue. We'll continue. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza Mazoz. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, we have a lot to think about. Perfect communication. Come, and we'll keep learning. All the best, and so long.